Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
So before we begin today's content, I have a suggestion. Start and end every day for the next month saying, God is interested in me. Fully believe it in your heart. Without a doubt, repeating this would impact you. After all, messages you allow into your head and heart have power. They launch you. Conversely, they can also derail you. So use the power of messages to build a strong relationship with God. After all, God is interested in you. So let's explore what this looks like. Another question for you. What does interest you? Make a mental list right now. Just go ahead and jot it down in your mind. Subsequently, you have the incredible privilege to decide what interests you. Incidentally, your interests can shift and change. God made you this way. Normally, you show your interests by how you live each day. Your interests show by, first, what you put time and energy into. Next, priorities you engage. Plus, a desire to succeed. Instinctively, what your hopes for life are. And equally, opportunities you engage to help make this world a better place. Naturally, when you identify what you are interested in, doors open into your future. Remarkably, God designed you with power to influence your present and future. Have you considered God is interested in you? Indeed, you are one of His greatest interests. Have you heard? God wants you. Incidentally, He's not interested in your track record of righteousness, although your choices do matter on another level. Further, it's not your interests, unique skills, personality, or experiences that impress God, although they do add to your uniqueness. Plus, it's not your daily patterns that catch God's attention, although they can add purpose and efficiency to your life. Subsequently, God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, Jeremiah 31:3. This is forever. You can begin and end each day saying, God is interested in me. This is secure. Dependably, it will never change. God shows interest in you in these ways. First, He loves you. Second, He pursues you each day. Third, Jesus died for you. Fourth, Christ's Spirit lives inside you. And fifth, God's plan includes your interests. God wants you, not your righteousness. He wants you, not your interests, unique skill sets, personality, or experiences. And finally, God wants you, not your daily patterns. Of course, all those things matter in daily living, but not as much as God's love for you. God is interested in you. Further, did you know God wants to bless you? Blessing starts with being forgiven. First of all, forgiveness only comes by Christ's finished work on the cross. He saves you if you confess your sins and repent. Plus, He keeps you tucked safely in the Father every day. Remember this verse? I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. John 14:20. Develop a keen interest to stay close to Jesus. Additionally, choose to actually enjoy His love. Your faith activates God's blessing over your life. Well, there's another thing that God wants, your friendship. John 15:15 says, I no longer call you servants, Instead, I have called you friends. That's unbelievable, but it's true. Then there's another verse, James 2:23. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. God truly wants you to be his friend. Instead of relating to you as a servant, he prefers to relate to you in friendship. Nevertheless, he is still Lord. In reality, you are still his servant, elevated undeservingly to the position of friendship. Here are good questions to ask yourself. They help determine your perspective about God's interest in you. So here we go. God loves you, wants to bless you, and wants your friendship. Do you actually believe this? Next question, do you love God back? And then the third question, is your motive to please God and know him better in all your interests? God is everything he claims. Believe this. Receive his blessings daily. Give your friendship to him. And remarkably, you can literally shape your interests around your service to God. Just put your mind to it. More than any other person, Jesus is worthy of your love, service, and friendship. So, do these things. First, love him back. Next, thank him for the covering he puts over your life. Then, esteem his opinions more than your own. Also, trust what he's doing, though you cannot see it. After that, know that he is doing more than you can possibly imagine. Additionally, with all your heart, worship Christ as Lord. And then finally, submit and shape your interests to his plan. Okay, so now, examine your motives to know Christ. Why do you want to know him? What do you want most from him? Do you want to be who he designed? Is your desire to please Jesus because he loves you and gave his life for you? Do you believe his claims, though you don't understand them? Actually, your faith in him really matters. Now we're going to talk about four things each day that you can do to shape your interests to God. Frankly, you'll also experience more deeply that God is really interested in you. So the first thing that you can do each day is to connect. You connect with many people, experiences, projects, responsibilities, and interests each day. These provide opportunity, even fulfillment. However, they won't fill your heart and soul like God. So you need to connect with God. Jesus lives in you as he promised. It's his original design. Intimate friendship, partnership. He works, you work. Plus, you know and reverence him increasingly. All of this is worship. So connect with Jesus. He loves you. Alrighty, the second thing we're going to talk about that you can do each day is to trust. Trust Jesus more than anyone else. Life is filled with trust issues. Some are terribly risky. Jesus is not a risk. You can trust him. He will keep his word, every word, to you. Plus, he will never abandon you. Put your full trust in Christ. Trust him completely with your heart, your life, your future, and your interests. Trust Jesus fully. He wants you. The third thing you can do every single day, every waking hour, is to obey. Obey Jesus. Okay, let's look at three things here now, three really neat verses. Repeat the psalmist's plea. This is the first one. Point out anything you find in me that makes you sad. That's from Psalm 139:24. I'm going to read that one again. Point out anything you find in me that makes you sad. That's the first thing you can do, like the psalmist pleaded with God. The second thing is you can add this instruction from James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Let's do that one again too. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. And then the third thing you can do each day is to follow this verse from James 2, verse 18b. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. Let's do it again. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. So, as far as obedience is concerned, obey Christ in all things. Shape your character after His, because He wants you. The fourth thing you can do every single day is to rest. Rest in the Lord. Ask yourself, what things keep me from rest? Mentally list them, even now. Just think them through. What keeps you from rest? What will you do differently to rest in Jesus? Be practical. Get some action points. Be deliberate to let go of concerns, stresses, and burdens. With determination, rest in Him for each situation. So, in conclusion, for those four points that you can do every single day, and here they are again, connect, trust, obey, and rest. So here's what you can do when you're doing those four things. You can reach back to God with passion. Something happens when you do those four things. You can finally see some real passion rising in your heart to reach back to God. You can live sincerely from your heart. Also, you can be consistent to pursue Christ's character. And the fourth thing is you can claim service and friendship in your relationship with Jesus, all because of doing four simple things each day: connect, trust, obey, and rest. You can engage those action points to renew your peace and joy. And don't you think that the world could use a little more peace and joy? You could be one of those people who help to spread it around. Now we need to agree with God in all things. You know, sometimes it's hard to agree with God. In fact, sometimes it feels like you're jumping off a cliff. However, when God says jump, the only safe answer is yes. Then launch into faith. Here's how to launch into faith. First of all, you always agree with whatever God's word says. The second thing you do is to establish your life in His commands and His promises that come from His word. Third, you believe everything He promises you, every single promise He intends to keep. The fourth thing is to trust God is really, genuinely interested in you personally. And then, further, believe that He wants to bless you. That really helps when you really believe, I think He really wants to bless me. Finally, you rejoice that He wants your friendship. You don't have to stay just a servant, although that is where it really starts. He wants your friendship. And then, remarkably, He also wants you to know Him increasingly every single day. What you understand about what God says in His word doesn't really matter so much. However, what you decide to believe about what God says really matters. Additionally, it matters what you do about it. So again, understanding, it's not that important, not even with what concerns His word. However, if you choose to believe and choose to obey, then that really matters. And oddly, what you think is a very small piece of the big picture, you're not able to see the whole thing, let alone assess everything. God says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:9. So, it's true. You don't have to understand everything. At the same time, your interests count. Further, God is interested genuinely in you. He loves you very much. So, participate in His higher ways. Remember, He said His, just as the heavens are higher than the earth, His ways are higher and His thoughts are higher than yours and mine. Before application thoughts and questions,
if you're enjoying this content, share it with someone else. Just click the share button on your podcast app.
Now, back to the application thoughts and questions. First of all, what interests do you have? We've spent a little bit of time looking at that early in this episode. Well, do you pursue your interests each day? The second main question, will you commit to start and end each day for the next month saying, God is interested in me, and fully believe it? Third, are you genuinely interested in God? How do you show this interest? Number four, list ways to carry out the four things that shape your interest in God. Those four things we talked about: to connect, trust, obey, and rest. Well, now it's time for you to list some ways that you can shape your interest by doing those four things. Number five, have you noticed how many episodes we end up talking about those four super basic things? I think if you have been following us, you'll notice that those are common things we talk about: connecting with God, trusting Him, obeying Him, and resting in Him. And number six, do you agree with God in everything? That really helps to settle a bunch of issues that come up. Just say, okay, I don't know what to do. I don't understand this. It doesn't make any sense, but what I'm going to do is agree with God. Then it's pretty much settled. Number seven, finally, do you accept God is interested in you? Portions of this content come from my book, It's Your Move. These are strategies and thinking from Romans. It's a devotional book that takes you through the book of Romans. The study powerfully challenges you to live with perspective and purpose. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app, or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.